Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is June 7th, 2019. The day was June 7th, 1951. Paul Blobel, a German SS commander and war criminal in charge of Sonderaktion 1005, was hanged at Landsberg Prison just after midnight. The exact number of people killed under Nazi policies is unknown, but there is no doubt that the death toll is in the millions. Despite the lack of an official number and the destruction of Nazi documents, the devastation and atrocity of Nazi actions is well documented. Still, once Western countries began receiving reports of the atrocities the Nazis perpetrated in Europe, the Nazis began devising ways to conceal and destroy evidence of so-called Jewish extermination. Aktion 1005, or Sonderaktion 1005, was Nazi Germany's campaign to destroy all evidence of the mass murder it had committed during World War II. Aktion means action. Aktion 1005 was overseen by Sonderkommando 1005, the security service, and the police force of Nazi Germany. Sonderkommando euphemistically meant special unit. In March of 1942, German SS official Reinhard Heydrich put SS Standartenführer Paul Blobel at the head of the operation. But the operation was delayed after Heydrich was killed in early June. Later that month, head of the Gestapo, Heinrich Müller, gave Blobel the go-ahead. The point of the operation was to get rid of all evidence of Jewish genocide, but evidence was also destroyed of non-Jewish murders. Part of the Nazi plan to get rid of the evidence was to burn corpses. The first corpses were burned at Kielno, an extermination camp in Poland. At first, Blobel attempted to use incendiary bombs to destroy bodies dug up from mass graves, but that set nearby forests on fire. So instead, Blobel decided to build pyres of bodies on iron grills. He layered corpses between firewood, soaked the pyre in fuel, and burned everything. Bones were crushed and reburied. The land was then flattened, plowed, and replanted. Actian 1005 officially began at Sobibor, an extermination camp in Poland. Prisoners known as Lycan Commando, or corpse units, were forced to dig up bodies from mass graves and burn them. Since the operation was a secret, the prisoners who were forced to take part in the cover-ups were killed. German staff who had been sworn to secrecy were not sent back to their units. In 1942 and 1943, corpses were also burnt in Treblinka, Belzec, and Auschwitz. By mid-1943, corpses were being systematically destroyed in the occupied Soviet Union, Poland, and Yugoslavia. Extermination camps that had crematoria, like Auschwitz and Belsen, did not need Actian 1005 commands, and the operation went to the scenes of earlier mass killings at Babi Yar, Ponary, the Ninth Fort, and Brona Gora. As Soviet armies advanced in 1944, SS official Wilhelm Koppe ordered that each of the Generalgouvernement 5 districts set up its own units to get rid of evidence of the mass murders quickly. The Generalgouvernement was an administrative unit that the Germans established made up of the parts of Poland that were not incorporated into the Third Reich. But Soviet troops reached some of those sites before all the corpses could be destroyed. The operation continued until late 1944. The Nuremberg trials, conducted between 1945 and 1949, prosecuted Nazis for war crimes and their participation in the Holocaust. The Einsatzgruppen trial took place from September 1947 to April 1948. Einsatzgruppen were units of the SS, security police, and order police that carried out mass killings during the German invasions of Poland and the Soviet Union. In this trial, a U.S. military tribunal tried and convicted Paul Blobel for crimes against humanity, war crimes, and membership in criminal organizations. On June 7, 1951, Paul Blobel was executed, along with other Nazi criminals. The destruction of the remains of victims of Nazi killings through Actian 1005 contributed to Holocaust denial. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you feel like correcting my pronunciation or my accent on anything that I've said in the show, feel free to leave a very kind comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. If you want to learn even more about history, you can listen to a podcast I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is a podcast about people in history who challenged the status quo, they rebelled, and they resisted the conventions of the day. And sometimes they were persecuted for it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.